looking for a place that would be close to public transportation, that would be convenient to folks coming by automobile, and that would have adequate parking for all of our staff and for those who come to visit us. And as I've said to a number of people, we really felt that being close to the bus station, to where public transportation exists, was really important for our clients and for staff who would like to reduce their cost of commuting. And that said, I never anticipated or even had the wildest dream that we would actually end up buying the bus station.
But of course, buses don't stop there anymore. You've got to go over to Union Station, but you're in the neighborhood, so to speak.
It's across the street.
Exactly. Now, talk about what are you going to be doing with this building? You're making a sizable monetary investment to prepare it to become your new headquarters, correct?
Yes. We expect that the end product will be in excess of 30,000 square feet of workspace that will accommodate the 160 or so staff that are now split between 322 Main Street, the property we sold to Belize Automobile Company, and 120 Maple Street, where we moved some of us in order to get through a period of time until we could consolidate elsewhere.
What's the significance of having this, of having the bus terminal, which had been in use in the city since the late 1960s, I believe, having it repurposed in this way?
It's really an ideal location. It's across the street from public transportation, from the intermodal station, Union Station. It's an important site to be maintained so that it doesn't become another dark building somewhere in the downtown area. And it is, in a way, a part of the larger revitalization activity that's going on around Union Station and on the other side of the highway where the city's innovation district lives, and where there's a lot of work taking place now with the progress on the MGM facility, and even all the way down to the end now, the work that Belize is doing on the other end of Main Street. We think we're part of the wave of the new Springfield.
What's the time frame for moving in there?
We're moving on a very fast timetable and looking to acquire the building and begin construction by July. And our objective would be to move our staff into the facility in July of 2019.